1 Samuel 17, and it's good to be in the house of the Lord. And I'm glad he is. Ain't you glad he is? Amen. 1 Samuel 17, you find that place? Yeah, but let's stand together. We'll give reverence reading of the Word of God. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. And again, I've been in this area for some time. You pray for us today. Our voice is weak, and we probably won't get to preach long, and a lot of them be thankful for that. Amen. Well, here's what the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17. You all know the story that little David has gotten to that place where he's going up into battle against Goliath. And thank God we already know how the story. If there's anybody in here don't know how that story turns out, you raise your hand. All right? Amen. We all familiar with how the story turns out. And I'm sure enough glad that, listen, he's still doing the same thing today that he done way back then. I'm going to read just a few verses of scripture. We'll start in verse number 44. And I'm just going to skip around for the sake of time. Bible says in chapter 17, verse 44. Said, and the Philistine said to David, that is Goliath speaking. He said, come to me, and I'll give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistines, thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, with a shield. He said, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. He said, this day will the Lord deliver thee unto mine hand. That's listen, David already knew how this thing's going to shake out. He said, I'll smite thee, I'll take thy head from thee, and I'll give thy carcass of the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air. And so the wild beasts of the earth and all of the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Look down with me, if you will, in verse number 54. Verse number 54, the Bible says this. Said, and David took the head of the Philistine and he brought it to Jerusalem. It said, but he put his armor in his tent. Look down with me, chapter 21. Chapter 21. I'm going to read verse number 9, and then we'll try to preach the message today. You pray for us, Lord, help us. And I'm going to start in verse 8, because that's a number of new beginnings, and I like it. Amen. Bible said in verse 8, said, and David said unto Ahimelech, he said, and there is there not here under thy hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought it my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. And the priest said, the sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here. Said, wrapped up in a cloth behind the ephod. He said, if thou wilt take it, for there's none other save that here. And David said, there is none like that. He said, give it me. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you tonight. And God, we're so thankful to get to be back in the house of God. I'm thankful for all the songs of Zion. God, I'm just glad to get to stand here today. And Father, I'm glad, thank God. And Lord, when we stand in this place, I'm glad it's already been said. If we waited till we was worthy, God, we'd never find ourselves in that place. But thank God, I'm glad, Lord, that you have made us worthy by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got nothing to boast in. I got nothing to boast about save what you have done. And I pray, Lord, for a few minutes of time, God, you'd help us today. I pray, Lord, help me stay real close to the text. I pray, God, help our hearts to be encouraged by the word of God. And Father, I pray today, only you know where we're at in this church. Only you know where the folks sitting in the pews are. And God, only you know what they're going through. Only you know here who's lost. And only you know who's saved. And God, that's none of my business. But God, I'm praying, Lord, that you'd help me to preach what you put on my heart. And God, you say what needs to be said. And Father, I love you tonight. I bless your high and holy name. I pray give us unction and anointing. And God, if you ain't going to help us, God, we don't even want to try. And Father, I love you today. And I'm so grateful, Lord, that you're my friend. I love you in Christ's name. We humbly beg and ask. Amen and amen. You can be seated. And so we come to this passage of scripture. And the Lord's been, and I've not just been not long ago, and made mention of this text. But I've been in 1 Samuel 17 for some time. And there's several more things. I'll say this to you, friend. If we're not careful, we think that we've spent so much time
time in 1 Samuel 17, and we know everything that there is to know about what it is. I thank God that there is a practical spot. I thank God there is a primary application. What I know is, I know that there was a man named David. I know that there was a battle. I know that they were under control of the Philistine. And I thank God, and I believe, and just as sure as it says it, I believe that there's a little fella named David. I believe he went down to the brook. I believe he got about 5 smooth stones, and I believe he only needed one. Amen. I thank God, I believe, praise God, that Goliath had 4 relatives, and if they wanted some, thank God, he'd have gave every one of them a dose too. Amen. I think before that day's over, he could have eradicated every giant that was in the land. I believe that there is the primary. I thank God, I also believe that there is the prophetical. I thank God, it looks a little bigger. It's not just about little David and Goliath, but thank God it looks a little further down the road to a man named Jesus. And how, thank God, we're just going to fight a fight that we could not win. But bless God, hallelujah. I'm glad there was one who came down to fight for us the fight that we could not fight on our own. I didn't even have to do nothing. I mean, listen, only Eliab shows up and he's talking bad about David. He says, I know the naughtiness of thy heart. But old David said, is there now not a cause? And the last time I checked, whenever David was down there fighting, all Eliab was doing, I was just watching. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that victory was already won. And the old song said, that victory was won at Calvary. Amen. Thank God, thank God. But then there's the practical. That's what we can understand by the message today. That's what can I understand. How does this apply to my life? And I've been talking about this for some time, but I'm very much aware of the fact that the people of God are in a fight, and that there is a battle going on. And make no mistake about it, if we'd be honest with ourselves, you had to fight just to get here today. Amen. God, listen, I'll tell you this, and maybe it don't even bother you. As far as I can tell, I got 2 problems, and only 2 problems. That's the only things I got that's wrong. And you say, preacher, what are they? Everything that's behind me and everything that's in front of me. Amen. That's my 2 problems. When I look back in my past, that's the concerning part. That's what bothers me in my mind. That's what bothers me in my heart. And whenever I look out ahead to the unknown, but I'll tell you what I have figured out. I figured out wherever far back I look, that direction, I can find God. And I'm glad however far I look out in that direction, he's still there. Amen. And if he was there, and he's there, he's got to be helping me right now, whether I know it or not. Amen. I thank God. Praise God. I'm going to say this, friend. And when you come to this passage, have they in the fight of their life, and they've been fighting day and night, and they ain't got no victory. But now all of a sudden David shows up. I'd like to preach on this thought, and don't nobody lose me on the title, all right? But I want to preach on, can you just see David? He said, you want a piece of me, amen? I thank God, listen, I want to preach on. I thank God, I'll take 4 parts, amen? I just say, you want to, that's the way we used to say it as boys. And now I know we've gotten a little too, you know, we talk about folks on Facebook. But when I was a boy, we met in a garden and we slugged it out, amen? And we'd get over there and say, you want a piece of me? And I thank God, and sometimes you did, and sometimes you did. But old Goliath had come up to every single person, and he said, you want a piece of me? And every single person said, absolutely not. But on that day, friend, he got a hold of somebody that absolutely wanted a piece of him. Amen. And so thank God, these 4 things that he leaves with. He takes 4 pieces. He takes 4 pieces of Goliath out of that battle. I want y'all to listen to me real carefully. He gives him 4 things from Goliath. And to thank God, when he walks out, and when he goes face the next battle, he's got 4 pieces from the last battle that'll help him out. I'll be real brief this morning, but thank God, look here. I told him the other night at church, and I'll tell y'all the same thing. We'll try the first 10 minutes out. And if it goes real good, I might take about 4 helpings. Amen. Amen. Thank God. It'll do you well to smile and be happy. I'm taking them whether you're serving them or not. Amen. Here's what the Bible says. I want you to watch what the Word of God said. And the first thing you find in verse number 54, and the Bible goes in and it says it like this. He said, and David, I took the head of the Philistine. He said, I'll take that piece right there. Amen. Oh, look here, friend. And if you watch what the Bible says, it says, Brother Bill, that he brought it to Jerusalem. I thought the first thing you'll find is this. He got the head of Goliath and he took it to the next town and it served as a warning. Hey, several things God put in my heart about this. But I want everybody to be assured of this fact, that David was never going to face an enemy bigger than Goliath. Oh boy, you get a hold of that head. And when he showed up in the next town and he was showing everybody how big that enemy he just whooped was, essentially what he said, is there anybody here bigger than this one? Amen. He walked in the next place and he had the head of Goliath. He said, are any of y'all here as big as this fella is? Amen. And the answer was no. Thank God. And David said, that's right. And just as soon as I get on the throne, I'm coming after your hide. Amen. Thank God. Listen, friend. You'll find that's just exactly what David did. He took the head. Jonah, this is what I love about your Bible. It said he took the head and he went to Jerusalem. You know what the only problem with that is? The only problem with the fact he went to Jerusalem was Jerusalem was non-existent at that time. It wasn't even called Jerusalem, Brother Nathaniel. It was called Jebus at that time. That's not called Jerusalem until on over in 2 Samuel whenever David's sitting on the throne and he renames it. Amen. Oh, listen. And you say, what's that mean, preacher? That means he already got victory before he ever fought the battle. Amen. Whoever's writing this thing down, he's already looking ahead or looking back, however you want to say it. And he said, thank God, a victory is on its way. I'm telling you this, friend. I don't know about any problems you got in your life. I don't know about any battles that you got, but I can just talk for myself. I can tell you the biggest battle I'll ever face. I settled it on July 2nd of 1988 when I got born again by the grace of God. I got put in the family of God. I ain't fought nothing ever since then and it's been any worse than that. And you say, preacher, I'm going through stuff. Are you saved and on your way to heaven? Amen. I mean, are you born again by the grace of God? Thank God, look here. I'm glad, friend, no matter what I face, between here and the grave, between here and heaven, Cameron, it doesn't matter. You walk by me one day and you say, preacher, it looks like you lost that battle. Let me reach down in my pocket and pull out the head of Goliath and remind you, thank God, no, I ain't, amen. And they may be sometimes that the tempter comes my way, but I've already read the scripture and Jesus Christ said over there in Revelation 1:18, he said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And he said, and have the keys of hell, a hand of death, amen. I ain't got to worry about that. Hey, listen, thank God, we don't hear that song much no more, but I'm glad I am a winner either way, amen. Thank God. You say, preacher, it sure looks like we're losing. Looks can be deceiving, amen. You know, over there in Revelation or the book of Romans, rather chapter 8, he said, nay. He said, as it is written, he said, we're killed all the day long for your sake, as the sheep led to the slaughter. In other words, they said, if you look at us, it looks like we're dying every day. It looks like we're being killed every day. It looks like we're being led to the slaughter every day. But you know what the next verse says? It says, nay. Amen. Amen. I wish I had more than 10 with me. Amen. It said, nay. Amen. Oh, no. That said, it looks pretty rough for y'all. And the Apostle Paul said, oh, nay. He said, in all these things, in all of them, thank God, in every battle I've ever been in, amen. Brother Rod, it says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. I'm glad, thank God, you say, how's this thing going to end up? Look here, friend, I ain't waiting to be a conqueror. I already is one, amen. I mean, right now, thank God, I've got a piece of it down in my soul. And when the Lord rose up, victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and the same victory he rose up with, he gave to me, thank God. I'm glad I ain't waiting to find out what victory feels like. I'm I've done got it in my soul. And now listen, hey, some folks, and that they just hate, maybe you ain't aware that the battle's already over, amen. And maybe you gathered here this morning and there ain't nobody told you the good news, that you ain't got to fight that fight, that the Lord Jesus Christ already came and lived a perfect life, and died a perfect death, and was buried in a perfect way, and got up on the third day in a perfect manner, went back to a perfect heaven, and sat down in a perfect throne, and he's interceding for you and I perfectly this morning. And the battle's over, amen. It's already done, thank God. I mean, Christ, he is victorious. We're not waiting to figure out if good wins. We're not trying to wait to see how this thing shakes out. Oh no, friend, it's already a done deal. He's already raised up a victorious. If they couldn't keep him in the ground, and they couldn't have victory, and on the third day, he didn't ask nobody's permission. He didn't need them to vote on it. Thank God he got up. He got up. He got up. Amen. Amen. And so David, listen, he said, you want a piece of me? So yeah, I'll take a piece. Praise God. I want the big head. Amen. I want the hoe. And he goes into the next town and it serves as a warning. He said, look who God's helped. Look what God will do to y'all. And then that's not the only thing he took. I didn't read it to you, but it said he took his armor and he put his armor in his tent. Man, that makes me happy. I mean, look here every day. Every day David wakes up, and I don't know, maybe he sings Psalms 23 to himself before he takes off for the day. That's how I like to, maybe y'all don't like to sing in the shower, but it helps me, all right? I like to get up there and start singing to myself a little bit. And sometimes I just, some of them songs, usually what happens on Sunday, and I get to singing to myself on it. Am I the only person in here that does that? Are y'all alive? Somebody just reach over and grab right here. See if you got a pulse this morning, amen. I'm saying this to you, thank God. I like to sing. Maybe David, he got up and he got to singing. And sometime out there, there's a battle facing him. And when he got up on his face, and before he got ready to go out of his tent, he looked over there and he said, man. And my coat's not real big, amen. But you just imagine. That's what I told him over at Helenwood. I said, in my mind, a Goliath's armor so big that David could jump in at the shoulder hole, treat it like a slide, go around down by the elbow, and come all the way out. And now listen, I don't know what you're going to face today. I don't know what's coming tomorrow. And no doubt these folks in here are going to face a lot of hell. I mean, before this is said or done, listen to me, everybody all right here? But before this thing's said or done, there for sure will be folks in here going to die of cancer. There's going to be folks in here going to lose loved ones. There's going to be folks in here going to get terminal condition. Listen to me, friend. However, what you're going to face when you walk out the door, thank God, and you look over at the armor that God's already done. I said, man, if God can do that, God can do anything. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, I really believe. I mean, can you imagine David walking out and somebody else trying to pick a fight with him? And say, me and you about the same size. Let me just take you to my house and show you the kind of fellas I fight. Amen. I'm going to say, friend, every day before he walked out, he was reminded that there has a God in his life that had been faithful before. And if he was faithful before, he's sure enough be faithful again. You got some of them times. Now, the problem with Baptists and even a lot of folks that are born again is they ain't got any of those places in their life where they've hung up some armor, right, where they've been in some battles, and to thank God, and then you came out the other side of that thing, and then you've just taken that thing as a landmark, a waymark. Not at me, at least do this right here, amen. Yeah. Say, yes, preacher, that's right. And to thank God, and somewhere along the line, you walk out, and before you walk out of your house in the morning, you say, I know there's a lot of things going by, but then the sweet Holy Ghost gets to reminding you. I mean, Valerie, you and Brother Doug, I don't know, I'm sure I've listened to the testimony many a time. And Brother Doug said, man, I'll never forget what God done for us all those years ago. And said, how we prayed. You know what that is? That's a big armor sitting right there. And whenever he walks out the next day, and the devil tries to get you to doubt, and the devil tries to show up and say, and God ain't going to help you today, you just remind him you got a piece of his armor, amen. You remind him, thank God, that you already came down to that place, already walked down in that valley, already came up the other side, and you've got a piece of that armor. And thank God, no matter what enemy, he's got, and it's going to come our way. And little David just looked back and say, if it had not been for the Lord. And now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. And one fellow said it like this. He said, thank God, if you're going to serve God, you've got to get on his side. It's not a matter of him being on your side. But I want to tell you this. When I got saved by the grace of God, I got on his side. And ever since I've been on his side, he's been on my side. Amen. 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 Thank God. If you're going to want to pick a fight, you're going to have to deal with my big brother. And you're going to have to deal with the God of glory. My hands might be small, but his is so big the waters was contained in them. You don't want to bother him. I'm talking about a God so big that when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane and the soldiers come up, he says, I am he. And they all fall back. I ain't talking about a little God. I ain't talking about a pocket God. I'm not talking about America's God. I'm not about the God of this Bible. I'm not about the God of all glory. I'm not about the one thing God that's never backed down, never backed up, never give in, never give up, never met a foe too big, never met somebody too bad that the God of glory could not take care of it. Amen. Amen. Well, it helps me. Maybe it don't help you. I sit back here. I got some Joe, thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. I got some waymarks in my life. Get up and I get ready to walk outside. And every time I look at Evan, Brother Bill, I mean just about every time, I think there was a day that three vertebrae in my neck was broken. I didn't know how that thing's going to shake out. But guess what? And then I fell off a building. Y'all remember that? Hey, I'm just now getting to... Hit bad. And then I roll back the curtains of memories now and then. Yeah, and I get to thinking about different times. Had to, boy, I thought, man, God, I don't know what you're going to do here. And listen, Mary, I want to tell you this. I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I want to tell you this. I was trying to figure this out being just today. I was talking to Brother Kip Rayfield about it yesterday. And I said, Brother Rayfield, I said, you know what absolutely amazes me? Is how somebody as big as God will sneak up on you.
Yeah, amen.
You ever? I guess y'all always seen coming, don't you? I'm talking about there's times, boy, there's been some times that I thought, man, alive. I don't know how this thing's going to turn out. And then all of a sudden, God just sneak in. I don't know how he got there. I don't know when he decided to come. I sure enough knew when he was there, amen. God just shows up and I don't look here. If I stand shoulder to shoulder with you, you may not feel much comfort in that. But the Apostle Paul one day when he's standing there and he says, y'all know it's one of my favorite scriptures. I mean, I like to quote it as often as I can. Hey, there's a few things I like to work into every service. One of them is the rapture, amen. Every time I can, I'm going to preach about it. Other one, I like it whenever the Apostle Paul stands there and he said, at my first answer, no man stood with me. He said, but all men forsook me. Paul looks around and he says, man, there ain't nobody with me. Where'd everybody go? Where'd all the saved people go? Where'd all people love God go? Where'd the preachers go? Where'd the disciples go? Where'd the apostles go? He said, they've all gone. Demas left me, having loved the present world. He said, man, this one's over here. He said, oh, Alexander the coppersmith done me much evil. He said, I wish I had somebody. And then he turns around one more time and he said, notwithstanding, when'd you get here? Amen. And that's in my version. He said, notwithstanding, and the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, and that by me the preaching might be fully known. Gentiles might hear as delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Thank God I'm saying this to you, friend. He just snuck in on him, amen. And whenever he got there, he said, boy, it's good to see you, amen. I ain't worried about them no more as long as God is on my side, amen. So he walks out. Problem is, we need some armor. Y'all got any armor? I mean, I'm talking about any armor from the enemy where the enemy almost had you, almost snared you up. I almost had you too low. But then all of a sudden, just a little past the top of the hill, thank God the God of glory came to you where you was at. And instead of you being defeated, you walked out of there with the armor of the enemy.
Amen.
It's a witness. It helps us, don't it, Brother John? It's a helping me, thank God. I mean, you get ahead, that serves as a warning. And thank God you get, listen, I'm talking about this friend. Whenever you get armor, that serves as a witness. But then they got yonder in the house of God. And when they got yonder in the house of God, how David didn't have no sword. And he said, y'all got a sword in this place? And they said, yeah, we got one. He said, which one is it? He said, it's the sword of Goliath and ain't another one like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, I'll tell you what. I believe I'll just take it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. See, that serves as wonder. You know why we ought to shout her out every time? If we, Brother Cliff, if we ever really seen how powerful the enemy really was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the weapons that really were formed against you. To destroy your life.
Yeah.
If we ever really saw the enemy's sword,
yeah,
we'd say, I don't want to fight that.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight it.
No.
But look here. It don't matter how little the print is. My sword's bigger than theirs.
Yeah.
No, David said, that's the biggest thing you got. Now listen, that was the best the world had. They made the biggest and the best sword. They said, here you go. And thank God, and the biggest and the best that the world had to offer was brought down by a little bitty pebble that God had made. Listen, look here, y'all ain't getting it. I wish some of you was. What I'm trying to say to you is this. Thank God, look here. What's in here is better than what's out there. It don't matter how good it looks. They say, man, I ain't never seen nothing like that. I don't care what it looks like. Thank God you ever feel the power of God come down in your soul. And I'll promise you, there's no comparison. The problem in our modern day, got far too many Christians never got in the glory world. Got far too many folk never have been convinced of what God really can do. And so when they come in the house of God, I mean, listen, all somebody ought to have to do, we sit here together, all somebody ought to have to do is say, the Lord Jesus Christ had defeated death, hell, and the grave. And we everyone ought to jump up out of our seat and say, if God could do that, there ain't nothing going in my life that God can't handle. Amen. Every day. So now David's got a head, he's got an armor, and he's got a sword.
Yeah.
So I'll take a piece of you, Hoss. Yeah. Be careful who you pick a fight with.
Right. Yeah. Amen. That's right. You better believe it.
Show up and get to picking on God's people. Yeah. You might find out you're going to have to deal with their father.
Right.
Yeah.
I've littered all over this place. I'm sorry about that, but I'm going to say this to you. Now listen, this is a big smile. I'm happy. I'm happy down here, Christy. I'm happy in my soul.
Yeah.
Go slap one of my boys and see how it goes.
Yeah. Amen.
We're all friends, ain't we, Rodney? We're friends. Let me go punch Chase in the nose and I'll see how much Rodney loves me.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
Amen. You go picking on my kids and this thing's going to turn bad real, real quick. We'll lose a smile. Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
Now I'm telling you, thank God, the devil goes to picking on some of God's people.
Yep.
The problem is y'all trying to fight that fight on your own.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead of just running to your father and saying, this fight ain't my fight.
Yep.
That's what David said.
Right.
He said, you think you're fighting me?
Right.
And I look little. He said, no, you're fighting him. He said, you're fighting him, Tiny. You get about 5,000 miles, I mean 5,000 feet in the air, and you look down, cars, nothing. You imagine how little Goliath looked to God? I'm just saying. All right, I'm going to give you this last thing. I'm done preaching. Last thing you find is he gave us, this right here is one of my armors. That other day I was preaching in here and, you know, and it was going real good. And I say that, I mean, everybody got real quiet and everybody's, you know, I was waiting for people to start throwing stuff at me. And then I walked out of this and you know what one of those things that amazes me is adults a lot of times won't take preaching. But then I get a note like this from a six-year-old girl who it says, preach on, preacher.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
then I'm confused. I'm like, how come youngins like straight preaching, but oldins don't? So I took this. I went home that Monday, and instead of getting down that Monday, I just picked this thing up here at, and I said, you see that devil? It says right there, thanks for being my preacher. See that right there, devil? It says, preach on, preacher. Hey, man, y'all ain't drawing me a picture this morning, but there's somebody listening to preaching. They said, that sounds good. I think I'll draw him a picture, lady, and I love him. Armor. Fourth piece of him is this. He said, if you come to me, David's telling him this. He said, you come to me, and he said, see, if I don't give you to the fowls of the air. Y'all listen to me? Now, look here. I'm trying to mind the Lord. I'm trying to preach best I can, okay? But when you start looking through this thing, David took his head through the town. He took his armor, put in his tent. I mean, that's what's happened. He took a sword, put in the tabernacle. And then he took the body of Goliath, and he put it in the tummies of the birds of the air. Don't nobody get it. I could have ran on that one, JJ. I just was waiting on somebody to help me. He said, I'll tell you what's going to happen to you before this day's over. He said, your body is going to be in their bellies. And you know what was going to end up happening with Goliath? He was going to be waste. Literally. This champion was going to be waste. He said, you think you're something. He said, you look up here. Everybody, look up at me. If you ever wanted to know what a wasted life looks like, you're watching it right here. Goliath was a champion of the world. And he was a loser with the Lord. He died that way. He died with everybody saying, man, he's the best. Michael Jordan's not the best. LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. Listen, Ozzy Osbourne could have been the host. I mean, he could have been the toast of the town. And right now he's in hell. Everybody said, man, I'd like to have that guy's money. I'd like to have his influence. I'm telling you this, you can keep it all. I'd rather have influence with the Lord. You're going to have to make up your mind what you want. You want to be a champion of the world? These folks, look out. Brother Buster said this. I like what he said. I'm taking this from him. Brother Buster said it like this. He said, you'll find two wasted things. Mark chapter 14, Luke chapter 15. He said, Mark chapter 14, when they broke the box. Said, old Judas said, that's a waste. But you know what God said? Love it. Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son goes out. He says, man, this is a good time. You know what the Lord said? Wasted. We got to decide what we want. You want to be wasted? You say, preacher, I've wasted a lot of years. Look here, I'm going to tell you this. You've got an awful lot back in reserve. But if you had purpose in your heart this morning just to break the whole box and give it to God, God would empty you out of yourself today and take the rest of your life and do more with it than you ever thought He could. Amen. These folks here, and you say, preacher, you don't know. This has got a hold on me. That's got a hold on me. This, I'm telling you this, friend. If the Lord can take care of Goliath, He'll take care of any problem in your life. Stand to your feet. I'm done preaching. Stand to your feet. I don't know your need this morning. I don't know where you stand at. I'm simply saying this. If you're in a battle this morning, you just need to be reminded. God gave David four pieces. And from that point forward, every single battle he went into, he had to be reminded of the fact that they weren't as big as the battle he'd already won. They weren't as powerful as the Bible or as the battle he'd already won. They didn't have as many, and God just kept on helping him. We just need to be reminded. Go ahead and play some song.